Now, the holiday shavuot is in contrast to all the other Yom Tov. Every single Yom Tov has a theme. We have a theme of Pesach, of the Exodus. We have a theme of Sukkot, of Boots, and of Lulav, and Esrog. What's the theme of Shavuot? What is the mitzvah of Shavuot? So I'll tell you the best answer out there. Cheesecake. Do you know there's no mitzvah, particular mitzvah of Shavuot? At least outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Inside Beis HaMikdash, you might have some unique parts. But Shavuot doesn't have mitzvah. Now, why did I make the joke about saying that cheesecake would be the best answer you come up with? What would be the answer that most Jewish guys would say? If you ask them what the mitzvah of Shavuot is, so what would yeshiva guys say?
Learning all night.
Cheesecake. I taught you well over the year. All night learning Torah, right? Where? Show me the Gemara. Show me a halacha. Then it says that learning is the mitzvah of Shavuot. In fact, I'll prove to you that learning is not the mitzvah of Shavuot. I want to really change our conception of what Shavuot is. Don't worry, I'm not about to make you not religious and make you learn less, but I want to actually show them that it's not about learning Torah. When was the last time I really got up and tried to learn Torah? It's not about learning Torah. That's my agenda. But when I convince you that it's not about learning Torah, then you'll appreciate learning Torah that much. The proof is that the Gemara tells us that on every Yom Tov, a person could decide, I'm going to do Kulo Lashem or Kulo Lachem. If I'm someone who enjoys learning, I can learn the whole Yom Tov. I don't even need to eat on Pesach. Interesting question about matzah and wine, but the whole idea of having a meal on Shabbat, he doesn't need that. So this, same thing. Says the Gemara himself, I call Moichin to the service, but you don't have enough time. Everybody agrees that when it comes to the Shavuos, then you need to have a meal. In other words, you're not allowed to say that Shavuos is only about learning Torah. On Sukkot, you can do that. On Pesach, you can do it. But ironically, beyond the Kabbalah Sador, there you can. So, question number one for tonight is why
is that so about Shavuos? And what is Shavuos if it has no mitzvahs hayom, and Talmud Torah is not the mitzvahs hayom? Then what is Shavuos? It's like empty. You compare it to Sukkot. Once we've taken the all-nighter out, so what is Shavuos all together? Okay, now comes a very religious part of the Shavuos. The whole Shavuos is religious. But here comes the very, very strong part. We learned in last week's parsha, the Bukhaisai Kevechu.
If you go my way, says the world is going to be fantastic.
V'loisishmuli, but if you don't listen to me,
so as you go on after the Torah this way, this I expect you to get right. But I said it was okay. Rashi shetiyu, I'm able to teira. Says Rashi shetiyu, I'm able to teira.
That you should labor in Torah.
If you go in my way, what does it mean? Not that you put on tefillin. Not that you eat shabbos. You toil and toil.
Toil and toil. And what's the opposite of that?
V'loisishmu.
And if you don't listen.
What's the opposite of the concept of v'loisishmu? What should it say?
In tishmu li. V'loisishmu. But that's how it starts. It starts in tishmu. Versus in low tissue. What's the heavy inference?
The heavy inference, which is true, is that there's one way only of listening to Hashem. And the one way only of listening to Hashem is not about doing 613 mitzvahs. It's about toiling in his Torah.
I don't care if you're an accountant, a lawyer, or an Indian chief, whatever you might be,
at the end of the day, responsibility to toil in the Torah. Question number two. State that fact, and we need to understand it more.
How did Rashi see it in the Pasuk? How did Chazal see it? In the Chukos Aikeleu, if you go in my ordinances,
that doesn't say anything about a Melech HaTorah.
How does going in my ordinances translate to the toiling of the Torah?
Based on Chazal, Shetiyu, Amel, and the Torah, where do you see those two things? So two questions, right?
Question number one, what is up with Shavuos? Maybe Shavuos is only about cheesecake, but it's not about
the mitzvah of Shavuos is not found in the Torah. Then what is it? And how could that be?
Question number two is what does it mean that
let's break it up into two questions. What does it mean that the only way of listening to Hashem is toiling as a man versus Hashem and all the other 613 mitzvahs? And he checks in and he does a Mishnah a day. That's someone who's actually listening to Hashem. And question number three is how did Rashi see it from his words?
Say in Abdullah, right?
Of course, from Purim.
Chazal Darshin, Ora Zutor, Sasam Zumila, etc., etc., etc. Yikar
is tefillin. Mefarshim asks a very basic question. If it means to say that the Jews then strengthen themselves in Torah and Mila and tefillin, why doesn't the pasuk just say the Gemara says, "Oh, it's Torah, Yikar is tefillin"?
By the way, I heard a beautiful chapter when I read why you grab your Nemetzah.
If you make a cheshbon, he spelled it out by words. During the stage where the Jews were fasting, they couldn't even tie those things as properly. For example, they used to put sackcloth on their head. Gemara tells us when a person is wearing ash on their head, sackcloth on their shoulders. They put ash on their head, you can't wear tefillin.
So then it's not that they weren't able to learn more and be on the
But why did the Pasuk say Torah is Torah? Just say it like you did Maisa, Torah, Mila, etc. Last question.
Four questions again. Question number one, what is the Mitzvah Sayyom Shavuos? Why is it that when it comes to Shavuos you can't fast and just learn Torah? It's all about Torah.
Next question is, what does it mean that doing God's will is only toiling in Torah and otherwise not doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will? How did Rashi, based on Chazal, see
in the Chukas Kedesh the Tiwam in the Torah? How did he see it in those words? There's nothing about the ordinances, only the ordinances that means toiling in Torah.
And last question for you, the most Torah, how do you see that Torah is Torah? So I heard a beautiful chant this Friday night. I chance in a certain shul and there was special Talmud Chacham got up, I've never heard it before, and he said a beautiful idea about some of these questions. He pointed out that the Gemara in Pesachim says that there are times that Chazal refers to light as or, and sometimes as ora. What's the difference between or and ora? The Gemara says that or is a light, but Ora is a definitive light that shows a person how to go. Or is light. Ora is one is lit up in the direction you're supposed to go. Torah has two parts to it. You can be an Orthodox Jew and you can appreciate the light of Torah. Some people out there, as I mentioned in the past, appreciate the light of Torah. At the end of the day, they send their kids to Orthodox school because that they know where the light of Torah is. Their boys are less likely to get into drugs and the girls are less likely to get pregnant. But that is not
why she should send our children to Yeshiva Seminary. That's not all. That's what we call ortho practice.
That has nothing to do with living a Torah life.
There's someone who appreciates the light of Torah. Yad Hamel appreciated the light of Torah, and he killed most of the Chachamim. And when they asked him to Torah Matteo now, he
said these fascinating words, Torah te'unach b'keren zavis. The Torah will put in the corner. Kol mi sheyavol yavrotz yavol k'nito. Whoever wants could learn it. But that all the Jews are in the Torah of God's Torah, that was a threat to that. You appreciate the Torah. But the Torah belongs as a course in the university. The Torah belongs in high schools to be able to make sure that the kids don't get too messed up. At the end of the day, when they're 8 years old, then they're supposed to be doing what? They're supposed to be thinking about how to make money. They're not thinking about how the rest of life they're going to toil in God's Torah. So Rebbe Breyer suggested that before the Jews were saved, they went to Ahasuerus' party. They were Jews in theory. They were Jews in practice, but they weren't toiling in the Torah. The Torah was a light that was out there that when they wanted to go to Shul Shabbos, they would go. When they wanted to hear a nice sermon from the rabbi, they would go. When it was a nice shiur, they would go. For Sukkot, they would do those things. But Torah is the light of every part of their lives. The Torah is not every part of their lives. So it doesn't say like it says most time in Torah, or it says ora. Layudimosa ora. And Chazal therefore understood that the lives now have been transformed. So you get the dialectic over here, the dual concept. You have Torah that someone looks at as a light, and then you have Torah where a person's entire life is lit up. The Pasuk does not say in the Chukosai Tilmajus. The Pasuk doesn't say in the Chukosai Tariq. It doesn't say you will learn my Torah. It doesn't say that you'll appreciate my ordinances. It says in the Chukosai Tilmajus, you're going to go. Your life, your halicha, you're going. That's what we call it halacha. The way in which you're going will always be halacha 24/7/12. Every single step of one's life, 24/7. But it doesn't happen by simply reading Rav Yeshiva's book. It doesn't happen that way. Rav Yeshiva will be the first to tell you this. It doesn't happen that way. It happens only if you toil in Torah. If a person toils in Torah, checking in the Torah is not enough. Your life has to be devoted to toiling in Torah. If it was a post understand it. And that is if an individual toils the Torah. That's how Chazal understood the Chukosai. And now we answer the question. It's either or. Either a person toils the Torah as an accountant, lawyer, and Indian chief, whatever he might be. Notice, not talking about Kola, not talking about becoming a Rebbe. I'm a little biased. I think it's worth it. But that's how there's never been a tradition that everybody's supposed to be a Kola. But at the end of the day, every Jew has a responsibility. And if he's not toiling, the concept would be the opposite of the position. Now let's go back to Shavuot. What does it mean that you set a kind of Shavuot? Does it mean that you do the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Or is Kabbalah Satorah something entirely different? Is Kabbalah Satorah about at every single part of our lives? How we sleep, how we eat, and how we walk is lit up by the Torah. The moment in which a yeshiva guy turns Shavuos into simply learning Torah, he's actually degrading Shavuos. The cheesecake becomes an important part of Shavuos. How? Not cheesecake per se, because don't come away in the midst of the cheesecake. But the point is that the mitzvah is not Talmud Torah. The mitzvah is that your life is entirely lit up by Torah. Everything is the Chukosai Teleshu that you're going to the Chukosai Torah. That's not just that there's a light of Torah that you check in on Shavuos night and you enjoy it and you do SCP for a full night and you get a good shot. Whatever it might be that someone does. No! Kabbalah Satorah is
to stay up and learn all night. But what about the next day? It's supposed to be that you're whole, you eat, you sleep. Everything's been lit up by a fish from his tongue. And that's something that sometimes Jews today miss. Once upon a time, my mother, who was born in Poland, July 1939, she said the Jews that she remembers actually didn't have the opportunity to learn as much as you and I get to learn. But their lives were entirely transformed. The way they acted in business, the way they walked down the street, the way they spoke to people. It was transformed by the 10 minutes of learning that they were able to do in the morning. Those of us who are those that were able to learn in the morning, live a society, we grew up in the United States of America, where there's Sunday for the Gentiles for a religious time, and for the Jews is Shabbos, and if the Jew is a little more religious, he checks in the shul three times a day. But this whole idea that Torah is an aura, it's not that we just have an aura, but it transforms all of us 24/7, 12, that's something that Shabbos is supposed to. Because Baruch Hu Yevazakeh is that we be zochet to live truly with the aura of Torah, not just the aura of Torah. For sure, I can't believe that you've been here for a few months and not internalized that Torah is aura. But how many of us have really created a situation where Torah is our aura? Zochet la'yudim oisavayim simcha v'sasan v'far. It's truly in the spirit of Torah's fanafel that we're talking about Purim already 4 months later. But they do say, there's some Jews that every day for them is work. So even Shulis for us is work. May we zoka that Kabbalah Sator truly be by you and myself. Amen. Amen.